We're learning Yeshaya, Perek, Mem Aleph, Pasuk Chaf Aleph. Karvu Rivchem Yomar Hashem. Hashem says, bring your quarrel forward. The nations of the world feel that they also deserve a reward. They're as good as Klal Yisrael. Hashem says, Karvu Rivchem Yomar Hashem. Bring forth your quarrel. Hagishu atzumos seichem, present your accusations, Yomar Melech Yaakov. So says the king of Yaakov. Hashem says, Hagishu atzumos seichem, present your accusations. And let's see who's right. Let's see who's the power and the force that controls history, that guides the course of events. And you'll see that I, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, have done everything, and I have a special care for Klal Yisrael, and the idols have no power and are meaningless. Korvu Rivchem Yomar Hashem. Whatever argument you have with Hashem or with Klal Yisrael, Korvu Rivchem, bring your quarrel forward. Hagishu Atzimoseichem. The term Hagishu, the Malbim explains, is a term that's like Vayigash. Rashi says, Vayigash, you find Vayigash to come near to do war. You find Vayigash to come forth into Davin. You find Vayigash is to come for Pius, to try to appease. The term of Hagishu, Ariv, is a simple argument between... It could be between equals. But they come close, they have an argument. And for that type of argument, there's Karvu Rivchem. Karvu is come close. Like between two people, it's not such a strong encounter. The two people come close and you have a Riv. There's a quarrel. And they'll come forth and you'll quarrel. The nations of the world, there are those, as the Malbim says, there are those yesh umo shemakchishim es Hashem legamri. There are nations that deny HaKadosh Baruch Hu, His existence, that they deny whatever aspect of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'toilin kol ha-metziyus b'mikre ha-gomor. And they say that everything we find in the world is an accident. It happened to be a big bang. They believe in evolution. They don't have a belief in Hashem as the creator. Like Apikoyrus. For those people, Karvu Rivchem, you have a quarrel. It's not a strong conflict because most of the Goyim, as the Malbim says, Lo hisatzmu boho umos kol kach. That wasn't the main battle of the nations of the world. Most of them, Rubam Hodu Shiesh Hashem, Borei V'yotzer Akol. Most Goyim have come to the realization that the world has a creator, and the world is not by accident. There is a creator, there is a God. But for those who deny, Karvu Rivchem, bring close your Riv, your quarrel. Yomar Hashem, and the one who says that is Yudke Vovke, Hashem, the one who is Hoya Hove V'yiyah, the one that's eternal, that created the world, and everything exists through His will. There's a stronger argument of the Goyim. Atzumoseichem. Some of Forshim learn it means the etzem, the actual, the core matter that they really argue. Or it can mean what they really grapple with. Rashi's expression, Shnayim Shehoyu Mis'atz Min Bedin, the Gemara says. Two people who are in a very strongly contested argument that it came to the courts. Atz Atzumo Seichem, the main argument. And the argument that those Goyim have, as the Malbim says, this is an argument that every nation in the world is involved in. And they're very, very strongly involved in this. V'hu she'ein makchishim she'eino melech Yaakov. That they deny that Hashem is the God of Yaakov. That there might be Hashem, but they're not moida ki Yaakov bochar lo ka. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose Klal Yisrael. That is the main argument. The term of Vayigash is a term that's always used when somebody inferior meets somebody greater, or when it's a strong conflict. Vayigash Elav Yehuda, that's what I was thinking of, right. Vayigash Elav Yehuda, and that Vayigash that he approached for all these things for pius, to appease Yosef, and he approached for Milchama, to do war, and he approached for tefillah. Rashi says all these things were found. Here's another number. Okay. That's so Vayigash is either when somebody who's lesser, the katan lifnei gadol, if somebody is the small encounters with the great, I guess that's where you'd have Vayigash as a pius, to appease, or to daven, is when somebody who's a katan is approaching a gadol. Or when you have it as a very strong, powerful encounter, like Vayigash in terms of war. But Hagishu Atzu Moseichem, this is the really strong conflict. This is where the Goyim really placed their emphasis. So Hashem says, okay, Hagishu Atzu Moseichem, Hagishu Atzu Moseichem, bring close your strong argument, Yomar Melech Yaakov, and Hashem is going to show this will be said by the King of Yaakov, by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is going to show that He's our Melech. We just mentioned earlier in the Perek, in Pasuk Yud Dalid, Al Tiri Tolas Yaakov, fear not the worm of Yaakov. Yaakov is like a worm, he's weak, he's powerless. And we mentioned Yaakov is called the worm because the worm's koach is in its mouth, that it can eat, but the body itself is soft and pliant, it has no strength. Yaakov is compared to the worm. But as weak as Klal Yisrael might be, we have a melech. There's a melech Yaakov, the same term Yaakov. We may be Tolas Yaakov, but Yomar Melech Yaakov. We have a king, and the Melech Yaakov is going to say that we are his people. Ki Yaakov Bochar Lo Ka. And this is the big battle, to deny that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does wonders for us. So now Hashem says, Yagishu V'Yagidu Lanu. Let them come close. Yagishu, and present via their arguments, V'Yagidu Lanu. And let them tell us, Es Asher Tikrena. Let them tell us what will happen. Can they foretell the future? Harishonos Mahena. Let them say what happened before the world. What were the first events? How did the world come about? What existed before the world? Hagidu Harishonos Mahena. What the earlier events before the world, what that was, Hagidu v'nasimu libeinu, tell, and we'll put our heart to it, we'll take it to heart, v'neida acharison, and we'll know their end, we'll understand what is in store, o habos hashmiunu, or inform us about the future. The idols and those that believe in the idols, they have no ability to understand what's beyond their present. They see the world, they can probe and explore and try to understand the world. But what came before and what will be later, that they have no idea. Hagidu ha'osios la'achar. Tell us the signs that will happen later in history. V'neidu, and then we'll know ki Elohim atem. And then we'll know that you are a God, you are a power. Avteitivu v'sareyu. Even if you could do good or bad, hurt someone or reward those who you care for, v'nishta, together we'll discuss it. v'nira yachtov, and we'll decide together. Let's see. If you say that there is an ability to the idols, the Avodah Zarah are able to do something, let's see. The Malbim explains these psukim beautiful. It's, of course, the Malbim's theme in his Pirush on Tanakh is that there's no extra phrase, there's nothing redundant. Every word and every phrase has its own significance. As the Malbim says, there are four madregas in terms of proving that a person knows the future and he can foretell what will be. The Navi, we mentioned how HaKadosh Baruch Hu has foretold the events before they happened. Earlier in Perek Dalet, and Perek Mem Aleph, the Perek we're learning, Pasuk Dalet, it said, Mipal v'asa. Who's the one who did all these things? Kore Hadoros Meirosh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has called out the generations in advance. We spoke about how he brought an Avram Avinu to spread the knowledge of Hashem in the world. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares for Klal Yisrael. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu foretells what will be in the past, in the future, and we have many nevuos, what will be in the times of Mashiach. And of course, Klal Yisrael will be here and will last and exist forever. We'll be here when Mashiach comes. So now the Pasuk says, there are four madregas in terms of telling the future. The greatest thing is if somebody could foretell the future with an event that is not dependent on any cause and effect that has a cause now. For example, if somebody says in 100 years from now, a certain king will live. So that king wasn't born, his father, grandfather probably weren't born. In 100 years there'll be a certain king. So that's the type of thing that would really show the person has nevuah to predict who will be the king over a country. Or if a person says at a certain point there'll be an earthquake, a certain place will be devastated, and he tells you when that event would happen. That's Yagishu v'Yagidu Lanu. Let the nations, some learn Yagishu is let them present, let them bring forth, like as if they have evidence. Submit all the documents, submit any proof you have. Yagishu, bring forth the evidence. V'yagidu lanu, and verbally explain and tell us. Eis asher tikrena. What would happen as a mikra. Mikra means vayiker. It happened to be an occurrence. It doesn't seem to be planned. It's a mikra. You don't see any cause and effect. It happened. A happening. If somebody could tell, if one of these idols could say a mikra, something where we don't see clearly the progression that's leading to it, that would be a very impressive sign if they could do that. A lesser level is somebody who can predict the future where the events have already begun. A certain king arose and he's fighting his wars and conquering. And then somebody arises and says, that king will be successful or he'll conquer this country. I just know it's going to happen. But we already see the king and we know he's fighting. The question is, what will be? Like a person sees the current events and he'll tell you, oh, he's sure that whatever's going to happen. Okay, you see the current events, you see whatever upheavals and turmoil and you predict what you're sure will happen next month. But at least you see what's happening. Or if the mountain starts, the volcano starts to erupt, and he predicts exactly what is going to be the result. That's the next phrase. Harishonos. Something that has a rishon, that's begun. Harishonos mohena. Tell what's going to be with these rishonos. It's already begun, it's not a mikra. There are rishonos. Tell us mohena, what they are. What does it mean? Hagidu, tell it over v'nosima libeinu, and we'll take it to heart. And we'll understand what the end result will be. You predict it'll be a certain event. We'll take it to heart. Let's see if that happens. The third level is if a person tells something based on a normal minig hativi, a natural course of events. It's not an unusual occurrence. Like, for instance, a person says he's sure that this summer is going to be hot or cold, it's going to be a rainy winter, and he predicts the weather, which could be he's right or he's wrong, he predicts it in advance. But if it comes true, that's a normal event that very often happens. It's not so wondrous. It's not like predicting a course of history. But we'll accept that also. Oh, habos. Habos means things that normally come. Oh, habos, what usually comes. Hashmiyunu, just let us know what the bos are, what is coming. Even a lesser madrega, a smaller degree of prophecy would be if somebody sees what happens and he can tell you what caused it. Now that is something that very often there are wise men can see an event, and based on that they can say they're sure this happened. You know, the tsunami struck, and then after it struck, people will say, oh, they saw there were the seismic, the cracks and whatever plates under the earth, and that must have caused it. Okay, after it happens, people are able to very often give a reason. But Hagidu ha'osios la'achar, tell over ha'osios what is happening la'achar, tell it over backwards, that wait for it to happen, and then let's see if you can explain what caused it. If the idols and those that you believe have a power, once the event happens, can they explain what caused it? V'neidah ki Elohim atem, and then we'll know that you have some strength. And even if you can't do any of that, but at least af teitivu v'sareyu, forget about foretelling the future, explaining the course of history, but af teitivu, could you do good to anyone? V'sareyu, or bring a punishment to anyone who serves these idols? V'nishta'a, let's talk about it. And the Malbim says it comes from the word like Vayisha Hashem El Hevel. He interprets Vayisha to turn. V'nishta'a, I'd like to face you. You're saying this, let's have a face-to-face talk. V'nishta'a v'nira yachtov, and then we'll see together. Very often there are many other I don't know what the word to use is. There's alternative medicine and there's a certain Middle Eastern healing practices without discussing which ones are good and which ones aren't good. But very often something happens and people believe that is really miraculous and it has a power. But in fact, in Yirmiya, Perek Mem Dalid, Pasuk Yud Ches, Yirmiya, Mem Dalid Yud Ches. The people in the times of Yirmiya said as follows, Umin oz chadalnu, from the time that we stopped, lekatir l'meleches hashamoyim, from bringing our offerings to all of the idols, the sun, the powers of the shamayim, v'hasech lo nesochim, chasarnu kol. When we stopped worshipping the idols, that's when things got bad. We started missing things, uvacher uvarov tomnu, and we died by the sword and by famine. When we worshipped the idols, then things were good. And Yirmiyo told the people it's not so. Hashem tolerated it for a certain amount that you worshipped idols, and this punishment didn't come immediately. But sometimes there could be a confusion that a person believes if he does something, that brings him success. Whether it's the placebo effect that a person thinks he's taking medicine and he starts to feel better and there's nothing there, or whatever it is, sometimes a person thinks it might be working. The Navi says, even if you can't foretell, Esa Sher Tikrena. You can't foretell something that's a total occurrence that's unrelated to what's existing now. Even if you can't tell Harishonos Mohena that you see what's happening and you can't foretell. And even Habos, what naturally happens, you're unable to predict. And when it happens, you can't even say the cause and effect, the osios la'achar. But at least, afte tivu v'sareyu, show that you are able to do good for those who serve you. V'sareyu, and let the idols prove that they can do bad to those that act wrongfully. V'nishtah, and we'll discuss it face to face, we'll turn to each other. Or the other Mephoshim learn Vinishtar just means we'll talk about it. Vinir Yachtov. And then we'll see together. Is there something to it? Hein Atem Me'ayin. Indeed. Hein Atem Me'ayin. Behold, you're made from nothing. Ufa Olchem Me'ofa. And your deeds are not, there's nothing there. The word ofa is a very unusual word. Some say ofa comes from the word as an efa, as a snake. That ufa olchem, whatever you do is harmful. Indeed, it's not. You think it might be beneficial. But the idols ufa olchem me ofa. It's harmful like a snake. And others learn me ofa, that you yourself are nothing, and the deeds, ufa olchem, whatever the idol worship accomplishes, that pa'olchem is me'ofa, it's nothing. To'eva yivchar bochem. To'eva yivchar bochem, somebody who himself, Rashi learns, hanisovim, a person himself is a base person, a lowly person. Hanisovim heim yivcharu bochem. The person who's not interested in serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the person like that chooses something that really has no power, but he likes to say that will bring him success, and that's where he turns his attention. Hein atem me'ayin. Sometimes you choose something, either because it itself is significant, it's choshev, it has a certain maila, but you choose it because it helps you, it's beneficial. But when it comes to idols, they're both not so. Hein atem me'ayin, the idol itself has no milas. It has no advantages to it, has no nothing. Ufa olchem, don't think that you'll get any benefit. Because ufa olchem me'ofa, there is no, the benefits are not. They can't do anything. To'eva yivchar bochem. The one who is a to'eva, an abominable person, chooses to shirk his responsibility. Instead of saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who does everything, and serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and taking responsibility, schar v'einish, there's reward and punishment, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a Torah, way to live. To'eva yivchar b'chem. He prefers to say he does whatever he does with the idol. He chooses the service, and that's the way he'll live his life. And whatever happens is a result of that. And that's the way he chooses. Hayrosi mitzafon vayas. I've inspired someone from the north. I've woken him up. I've inspired from the north. Vayas. And he has come. Mimizrach Shemesh Yikrov Yishmi. He calls out in my name, Mimizrach Shemesh, from the east, from where the sun rises. V'yavo Skonim Kmo Chomer. He'll come upon the rulers, like somebody comes on mortar. He steps, tramples it, he crushes it, he breaks it, he kneads it. That's the way he'll break the rulers. Uchmo Yotzer Yirmos Tit. And as a potter trampling the tit, the clay, so too this ruler will come and he'll control all the other kingdoms. Mephoshim explained, Hayrosi mitzafon vayas. I've inspired someone from the north. Vayas, and he's come. The north is where Babel came from. Nebuchadnezzar, the Babylonian Empire, they came and they attacked Eretz Yisrael from the north. As Yirmiyah says, Mitzofon tiposach hara, the evil, the punishment comes from the north. And I call from the north. Hayrosim mitzofon vayas. I've called Nebuchadnezzar from the north. The Churban was foretold, and if we didn't do tshuva, we were told there was going to be a galus, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu eventually called the enemy, and Nebuchadnezzar came. And the simple meaning is that geographically, when you're approaching Eretz Yisrael, there's a desert on the other side, on the west there's the water. The easy way to attack Eretz Yisrael is from the north. That's the way the other way the armies come. But what's interesting to note, we just had Parshas Kisisa and the Maaseh HaEgel. The Ramban has a fascinating explanation of the Maaseh HaEgel. That even though Rashi brings down a Chazal, and from the Chazal it's mashma that there were people who wanted to worship the golden calf. Aseilonu Elohim asher yelcho lefaneinu, to make a god that will go before us. And Rashi says they desired many asher yelcho, they should go, they'll have gods to go in front of them. And as Rashi himself says, it's really the Erev Rav, the rabble that joined us when we left Mitzrayim. The Erev Rav were the ones who instigated it. But there were those, the Erev Rav, who did want an idol. And that's the way Rashi explains it. And they drew Klal Yisrael into this mistake. But the Ramban says it's not so. He says, V'ein l'shono mechuvan, that's not what Chazal mean. And he says, Klal Yisrael weren't looking for something to worship. They wanted They wanted a guide when they're going through the desert. Kizem Moshe Ha'ish. And the Pusik stress, Moshe the man who brought us out of Mitzrayim. We don't know what happened to him. But they said clearly Moshe was a man. They weren't looking for somebody to... Moshe was flesh and blood. So it wasn't like they lost. They weren't looking for another god. They were looking for somebody to replace Moshe. And that's why Aaron said, Al yicharaf Adoni, don't be angry. I'll tell you what happened. The people wanted Kuma Seilonu Elohim, and I told them, give me all the gold, and they gave it to me, and the eagle came out, the calf came out, so don't be angry. Why should Moshe be angry? If this is a real idol, why shouldn't he be angry? So the Ramban explains, I just want to read these few lines that deal with the north. Hayrosi mitzofon vayas, the punishment of aroused Nebuchadnezzar to come from the north. And he says as follows. V'hakavona la'aron hoysa. This is in, it's the Ramban in Parshas Kisisa, Perek Lamed Beis Pasuk Aleph. It's a long Ramban and it's about halfway through. And the Ramban says in the middle, V'hakavona la'aron hoysa. Mipnei she'Yisrael hoyu b'midbar. We were at that point traveling through no man's land, through the wilderness, through the desert. Destruction and desolation comes from the north. From the north is where the punishment comes. She'ena kavona b'melech bovel bilvad. The simple meaning is the enemy, the army of Bovel will come. But it's deeper than that. That's not the whole Kavana. Kashir Yira B'Niglam Min HaKosel, like the Pasuk seems to mean. Aval Kimin Hash Smol Tavo Midas Hadin La'olam. But the punishment, Midas Hadin, the attribute of justice, comes from the north. L'hoshiv Al Kol Yoshvei Haaretz Kara Asam. I've heard an explanation that the main civilization is in the northern hemisphere. Eretz Yisrael's in the northern hemisphere. Europe's in the northern hemisphere. North America's where we are. And not to put down those from other parts of the world. But if you think of the southern hemisphere, it's Africa and South America, Australia. But the main civilization was in the northern hemisphere. And for anyone in the northern hemisphere, when you look south, you get closer to the warmth, to the equator, to the sun. Dorome is south, because Dorome, that's where the sun is high up in the sky as it crosses over the equator. That's the south. To the north, you see the cold. The further north you go, anybody in the northern hemisphere, the further north, the more cold and desolate it becomes. But so therefore, the north represents the destruction, the Midas Hadin. V'neba Maisa HaMerkava. Now, in the Maisa Merkava, which is Kaviyachal, this is bordering on the Kabbalah and Yanim, but on a simple level, we could understand that the Shechina has, there's a Merkava, what the Shechina rests on. Omar Pnei Hashor Mehasmol Arbatam. And it says there were different images, and a lion, an eagle, an ox, a face of a person, the Kruvim. On the left was the shore. That was the image, was a shore. V'lachein choshav Aaron. And that's why Aaron thought, ki hamachriv yored derech mokum hachurban. That when you want to travel through the desert, until now, Hashem Shechina rested on Moshe, and Alpi they traveled, Alpi Hashem biyad Moshe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu used Moshe the person. They didn't worship Moshe, kizem Moshe ha'ish. But with Moshe, we knew where to go in the desert. Now that we don't have Moshe Rabbeinu, and they felt there was no person who would be able to take that place, they'll choose something else that the Shechina should rest on. And through that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will show them how to travel. And when you're in the desert, they chose the image that they saw on the left. The Shechina, the Kodesh Kadoshim, is in the west of the Beis HaMikdash. Shechina B'marav. And if a person envisions as if he's looking toward the Shechina's in the west, looking toward the east, toward the entrance, toward the Harazesin direction. Over there, if you're looking east, your right faces the south, your left is the north. In fact, in Parshas Lech Lecha, Avram said to Lot, we have to separate. Im asmol ve'imina, v'im hayamin va'as me'ila. If you go to the left, I'll be at your right. If you go to the right, I'll be to the left. The Targum Unkla says, im at litzipuna, if you choose the north, anola deroma, I'll go south. So left and right is north and south. Anyways, Aaron thought, what's going to guide them through the desert is that form that's on the left, which on the from the north, which was the image of a shore. Kishom kocho agodol. And that's why Aaron said, Chag l'Hashem mochor. This will be a holiday for Hashem, not to worship the calf. It might have been subverted by the Erev Rav, and it certainly was a tremendous mistake, just like now we can't have Kruvim. We had Kruvim in the Beis HaMikdash, but if somebody were to make Kruvim anywhere else, it would be an idol. It was only allowed in the Kodesh Kadoshim, which, again, the Kruvim was one of those four images. There was the Kruvim. In fact, in the Beis HaMikdash, there was embroidered on the Parochas, there was the image of a lion and an eagle, those are the others. The shore doesn't appear because once it was used for the golden calf, Ein Kateger, Nasa Sanegar, we don't bring any calf or any ox into the... That image is not in the Beis HaMikdash. But it was a calculation that was a mistake. But it wasn't the simple bringing an idol. Hayrosi mitzofon vayas, I've brought... You'll find the stress in the Pesukim. It says the punishment, the Midas Hadin is from the north. Hayrosim Yitzofon Vayas. Again, the simple meaning is the army of Nebuchadnezzar comes from the north. And as we saw from the Ramban, it's actually deeper that the punishment and the Midas Hadin is from the north, which again, on the Maisim Erkova, the shore was on the left. The left is the north. They saw the image of the ox. And that's why he wanted to make a golden calf, that through that Hashem would guide us through the desert. But Hashem says, Hayrosi mitzofun vayas. I've aroused, inspired Nebuchadnezzar to come from the north. Mimizrach Shemesh Yikrov Yishmi. And from the east, I've called out Koresh. And he's going to call out in my name. As Rashi quotes the Pasuk from Ezra, Kol Mamlechos Ha'aretz Nasan Li Hashem Elokei HaShamayim. Koresh declared, all of the kingdoms of the earth, Hashem Elokei HaShamayim, the God of the heavens, has given me control of everything. And therefore the Jews are free to go back to Eretz Yisrael and build the Beis HaMikdash. But Mimizrach Shemesh, from the east, Yikrov Yishmi, somebody will call out of my name, the King Koresh, from Persia. Others learn that Persia is northeast of Eretz Yisrael, and it's all going on Koresh. Hayrosim Yitzofen, I've inspired him from the north, from the east he'll call, I'm going to bring Koresh. The Yovoskonim Kmo Chomer, he'll come upon the rulers, Kmo Chomer, like somebody treads on mortar. Uchmo Yotzer Yirmos Tit. And like a potter tramples the clay. Rashi already makes note that there are those who learn that this pasuk, Rashi says that, Rashi mentions it later on, at the end of the perek. But Rashi says there are those who learn the whole inyan, the Targum, is referring to Melech HaMashiach uvigula acharonina. It's talking about Mashiach, it's talking about the final Geula, but Rashi says it appears to him to be talking about the events of Koresh, and he prefers to learn it about the historical events that would happen after the times of Yeshaya, but events that have already happened. The Malbim, though, does understand this to refer to Mashiach, and the Malbim says, V'yirmos segonim, V'yovo segonim kmo chomer. He'll come upon the rulers like somebody treads on mortar. Chomer is something that's used for building. B'chomer u'vilveinim u'v'chol avodu basada. That's what we slaved working with in Mitzrayim. Tit is mud, is not used. They use cement. They don't use mud in their building. But when Mashiach comes, all of the nations, when he conquers the world and he spreads the knowledge of Hashem to all of mankind, it's all going to be for a beneficial purpose. V'yovo skonim kmo chomer, he'll come on the rulers like somebody who steps on the mortar, making it into kalim, into utensils. And not only that, but uchmo yotzer, like a potter who's able to create things, yirmos tit. Even the mud that's normally stepped on and nothing can be done with, even the reikim and the pochazim, those that are ignorant of any knowledge of Hashem, Sheba'umos Ha'olam, they'll all be turned, Yachzer Lemutav, they'll be turned back to Hashem through the battles of Mashiach. So there will be no, it'll just be L'sakein, it'll be an improvement to the world. Mihigid Merosh V'nei Do'o. Who is the one who would have told in advance, Vinaidoa, that we should know that it's happening? Umilfanim, and he said it before it happened, Vinomar Tzadik, and then we can say you're right. Af Ein Magid. There's no one that tells, and even if somebody would tell, sometimes he might whisper it to somebody else. Nobody tells. And certainly, Af Ein Mashmia, there's no one that's going to let others hear what he says. He might whisper it. Sometimes a guy whispers it, he mutters it under his breath. But nobody's able to predict what will be with a certitude. and to say for sure, I guarantee this will happen at a later point. From the idols, none of them are able to do that. From the Nevi HaBaal, the prophets of Baal, Afein Magid, nobody can tell, Afein Mashmia, and he won't let others hear what he might think. And the truth is, Afein Shomea Imreichem. Either it means nobody would even listen, even if they would say nobody would listen to them, because they realize the idols really have no power. People choose it to worship it for their convenience, their conscience. People have a desire to rely on a higher being. They want to worship. They want to believe that there's a stronger power above them. But they know, Afein Shomea Imreichem. Nobody would even listen to their words, even if they could say. But of course they can't. Also, Afein Shomea Imreichem, the truth is, the idols themselves don't hear. They don't even hear what we're saying. Oznayim lehem velo yishmo. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, when I say a nevuah through my Nevi'im, Rishon Litzion, the first king that's going to bring about the Geula, the first one that will come and bring up the Golus, Rishon Litzion hinei hinam. It's happening. The Navi says, I've seen that first one come up from the Golus. Hine, behold, he is Hinom, and they are, the Zakenim of Yisrael, are relying on him. And Rashi learns this is referring, Yeshayah is seeing the return of the exiles from Bavel. Rishon Litzion is that first, Koresh will make the proclamation that we can return. Hine, behold, I see it, it's happening, it's here. And Hinom, they are, the Zakenim, the leaders of Klal Yisrael, are backing him. V'Yerushalayim Mevaser Etein. And it won't stop there. But for Yerushalayim, there'll be a Mevaser, there'll be Nevi'im, Chagai, Zechariah, Malachi, the last Nevi'im who lived at the time of the beginning of the second Beis HaMikdash. They'll be Mezareis, they'll encourage the people to indeed build the Beis HaMikdash. First, Rishon LeTzion. Tzion represents where Malchus Beis David is, where the Beis HaMikdash is, the greatest place in Yerushalayim. Rishon LeTzion, Hinei Hinam, the Geula is coming to Tzion. And then for the rest of the city, Yerushalayim, where the exiles will be gathered in, there'll be the Mavaser, the herald, to announce that the Geul is here, and there'll be the Kibbutz Golios. All the exiles will be gathered back to Yerushalayim, and there will be a Geula. Va'era ve'inish. But when it comes to those idols, there is no person who knows what will be. There's nobody who knows, there's no ish, and there's not even an advisor. Sometimes a person doesn't know the future, but he could at least advise you what would be the best course of events now. But from all of these, the idols and the false prophets, there's no yoitz, there's no council, no advisors. Ve'sh'olein v'yoshivu dovar. And they don't even know how to respond with anything. Hein kulam oven. All of them, they're oven, they're worthless. Efes mas, hein kulam oven, efes masehem. Their deeds are worthless and they're naught. Ruach vasohu niskehem, and their nesachim, their images are but wind and nothingness. They have no power. The idols can't foretell. They can't do anything. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, through the Nevi'im, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows how He cares for Klal Yisrael, how He takes care of us, and how He'll bring the Geula. V'mher v'yameinu, amen. Amen. Stop here.